Yes. Anybody sits here? I don't think so. He's away. Yeah, good. Ready? We continue to share in the Kutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Halacha Hei, paragraph Yud Ches. In the previous shiur, Rav Nosson Zal had started speaking about Rosh Hashanah. He's going to continue a little bit more on that topic now. And in this first paragraph, he's going to quote from the Zohar HaKadosh, from the Arizal, what happens spiritually, what happens in heaven on Rosh Hashanah, and to see how it relates to us. We were speaking, this halacha was based on the chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Ayin Ches, chapter 78, in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the study of Torah and time off from the study of Torah. That even the greatest of tzaddikim has to be mevatel Torah at some points in time. And Rabbeinu Zal explained what sustains him at that time. That he draws from the chesed chinam, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was given on Har Sinai, which is the derech to Eretz Yisrael, because we find when Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem to get to Eretz Yisrael, he asked for matnas chinam. He said, vo eschanan. And the Gemara says, vo eschanan, matnas chinam. That means free gift. That's the way one gets to Eretz Yisrael. We spoke a lot about that. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how that applies to Rosh Hashanah. Veze bechinas hashena vahadurmito hamuva biksovim ubezoyer kodesh shena se b'Rosh Hashanah. What we've been learning about till now will explain the sleep, and durmito means a deep sleep that Hashem imposes on the on Zeranpin during Rosh Hashanah. De apil durmita, Hashem places a durmita, a deep sleep, just like when Hashem created the world. In order to create Chava, Adam Arishin had to be put to sleep, a tardema, a deep sleep, and during that sleep, Hashem severed the rib, the connection between Adam and Chava. Initially, they were connected back to back. Even though they were attached, they couldn't produce. They couldn't produce children. They couldn't produce anything because the connection was ocher ba'ocher, back to back. In order to produce, the connection has to be ponim ba'ponim, face to face. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that kaviyochel in heaven, the same thing takes place every Rosh Hashanah. That kaviyochel, when it starts, the connection between Hashem and the Shekhinah is back to back. It's brought that one of the reasons why it is that way is whenever the klipos, the forces of tumah, are very strong and powerful, in order, lahavdil, those who study self-defense know that you're taught that if a person ever gets into a fight, a serious fight, the most important thing is to avoid having a back. You don't want your back exposed because no matter how good a fighter you are, You can only see what's in front of you. You don't have eyes in your back. You can't see where, and if somebody attacks you from behind, you're very vulnerable. So a person wants to try to back themselves, to put their back against a wall or something like that. So at least they're only working with 180 degrees. They're only working with the front of them. What if there's 2 against 10 or 2 against 20? Then the two, if they're real good fighters, will know that they position themselves back to back, so that neither one's back is exposed at all, and then all of them are facing the crowd. All of them can be facing the different opponents and to try to ward them off, you know, to try to protect themselves and defeat the opponents. Lahavdil, in Kedusha, the same thing is brought. We're told that the Sitrachra, the other side, draws from the back, Kaviyochel, even though Hashem has no physical form, no physical shape, but this is the terminology that's used. Kaviyochel, we talk about, we say, Penei Elai V'choneni, Hashem, face me and give me your grace. Whenever Hashem is showing kindness, it's always referred to as the ponim of Hashem, the face. Yoyer Hashem ponav Elecha V'choneka. When Hashem is angry at us, the Midas Adin is always Hashem turning his back on us, Chas v'Shalom. So the way they start off, Hashem and the Shekhinah, is back to back, taking this protective stance in a sense, shielding the back so that the back should not be exposed to the forces of Tumah being able to draw from there. However, in order for the new year to begin, and with all of its productivity, Hashem wants there to be produce, we need ponim b'ponim. So just like by Adam HaRishon, Hashem had to put him to sleep in order to make to sever the connection, and in order to allow them to turn around face to face, Kaviyochol, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that in heaven also, Hashem imposes a sleep on Zeranpin, then this slice is made, that's the terminology that uses. Hashem slices them apart, and then they're able to turn around and unite ponim b'ponim to generate shefa, all kinds of good things. So now Rav Nosson Zal explains, so we see that there is this sleep that's imposed on Rosh Hashanah. Kishena hu b'chinas histalkus hamoichim. And we know that sleep is associated with the brain leaving. Person goes to sleep, the brain shuts down 99%. Hainu she'oz tzrichin lahaschil loshu b'tshuva. Going back to what we learned in the previous paragraph, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of tshuva, the beginning of the 10 days of tshuva. Shehu al yedei achesed chinam, and tshuva is dependent on that free kindness of Hashem. Because a person who's doing tshuva, usually it implies that he's been transgressing the Torah. So his connection to Hashem right now cannot be the Torah, because he insulted the Torah. He disengaged from the Torah. So he has to receive from somewhere else. He has to receive from that matnas chinam, that oitzar matnas chinam, sheboi nivra ha'olam, with which Hashem created the world, v'niskayim koidem matan Torah, and Hashem sustained the world. For those 26 generations before matan Torah, the world was existing on that chesed chinam. Shemamshich hatzadik al yedei pshitu soydaika. And the great tzaddikim, the greatest of tzaddikim, are able to draw on that chesed chinam when they are in pshitus mode, when they are not super dovuk to the Torah, when they take a break from Torah, they become ish poshut, then they're drawing on that chesed chinam, and they're able to serve as a conduit for Klal Yisrael, for the non-Jews, to be able to receive from that chesed chinam. And this is related to sleep, the brain leaving. Remember we said when the tzaddik takes a break from the Torah, that's a concept of taking a rest, taking a nap. Which corresponds to the way the world existed before Matan Torah. There was no moichin in the world at that time because the Torah wasn't available for the masses. Ki ikar hamoichin heim chochmas haTorah. Because when the Sifrei Kabbalah use the word moichin, what are they really referring to? They're referring to the chochma of the Torah. Aval oz, however, on Rosh Hashanah, tzrichin loshuv al kol ma shavarnu la Torah. We're trying to repent all the things that we did against the Torah, how we violated the Torah. Vezeh al yedei shahat tzadik mesalik moichoi bekavona. And the way that this is accomplished is by the tzaddik putting aside his seichel intentionally. We know when a Jew commits a sin, chas v'shalom, the Gemara says a person doesn't commit a sin unless they have a temporary lapse of brains. Nichnas by ruach shtus. They lose their mind, temporary insanity. But that happens without me planning it, without me wanting it. But there are times that the tzaddik intentionally puts aside his seichel, he disengages from the Torah in order to plug into that chesed chinam. Umisnaheg bepshitus, and the tzaddik conducts himself with the utmost of simplicity. Kedei lahamshich hachesed anal, in order to draw on that kindness, shemekayim ha'olam, which is what sustains the world, who are far from Torah. The many, many people, the majority, who are far from Torah. So that's this sleep. V'achar kach, and afterwards, al yidei ha-shofar hu his-oirus ha-shena. When the shofar is being blown, that's when we wake up from the sleep. And then the moichin start flowing again. Shehim b'chinas kabulas ha-Torah, which means we're receiving the Torah anew. Shehu ha-moichin, which is the moichin, the seichel, shechoizrin v'nimshochim al yidei ha-shofar, which return to us now and start flowing as a result of the shofar being blown. Sheboi nitna ha-Torah. And if you remember, when Hashem gave the Torah, it was given with the blowing of the shofar. So every single year on Rosh Hashanah, there is this sleep, then there's the waking up from the sleep. The sleep means the moichin going away, leaving the moichin aside, going into pshitus mode, drawing on the chesed chinam, which is needed most to help the world in tshuva, and that happens for a period of time, and then we blow the shofar to start the flow of moichin again. A new Kabbalah Satoira. That's why I will see if Rav Nosson Zal mentions it. We know in the Shmoneh Esrei in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole paragraph in there which speaks about receiving the Torah. It starts with the words Ato Negleso Ba'anan Kvodecho Al Har Sinai. You, Hashem, revealed yourself in your cloud of glory on Mount Sinai, and you gave us the Torah and the Shofar. All of that is in the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Because every single Rosh Hashanah, there's the sleep, and there's, which is the putting aside the moichin, and there's the waking up from sleep, a new flow of Torah, a new connection to the Torah. Va'oz nimtokin v'nizbatlin kol hadinim legamri. And then on Rosh Hashanah, through the mitzvahs, all the judgments are eliminated and sweetened completely. Va'oz ikar tikin hatshuva b'shleimus. And that's when there's the real accomplishment of true tshuva. Ki ikar kiyum ha'olam hu'alidei ha-Torah. Because we know that standard procedure, the norm is that what sustains the world is the Torah. Rak shehatzadik mevatel atzmoi ezesho. However, the tzadik knows when he has to depart from the Torah for a certain period of time, umisnahig bepshitus, and behave not like a big Talmud Chacham, not like a big rabbi, but behave like a simple person. Va'oz mamshich hachesed chinam anal. And when he's doing that, when he's not fully connected to the Torah, so where is he drawing his light from? He's drawing it from the chesed chinam. Shehoyim ekayim hoylam koydam matan Torah, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was officially given. And this is how the tzaddik sends this chesed, he distributes this chesed to all those that are far from Hashem, umachnis bohem hirhurei tshuva, and he injects into them thoughts of tshuva, al yedei hamshochas hapshitus utmimus boilam, through the tzaddik introducing into the world this simplicity, where the tzaddik himself is behaving like a very simple Jew, like a Baal Tshuva in a sense. Avol zeh hachiyus v'hakiyum hu rak lefi shor. However, this type of existence, where we're using the backup generator, we're using that chesed chinam, that could only be temporary. V'ikar hachiyus v'hakiyum shel kol ha'olam hu rak al yedei ha-Torah, whereas the real normal standard generator that's used to keep the world going is the Torah. Shechoizer ha-tzadik u-mamshich achar shoyobotel ezeshor, which the tzadik now starts bringing on new, a whole new flow of Torah, after he went through that short period of time of bitul Torah. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, bitula shel Torah, Zehu kiyuma, that sometimes taking a break from Torah is what really helps the Torah to succeed and to sustain. V'oz ikur kiyum ha'olam b'shleimos. And that's when the world is really established solidly, permanently, through the combination of these two. V'zeh b'chinas ha'shena v'hisoyrus ha'shena al yidei ha'shofar shenaseh b'rosh Hashanah. This is the concept that the Sifrei Kabbal explain of that two-step procedure. There's the sleep and the waking up from sleep via the shofar, which all of this happens on Rosh Hashanah, Shehu Yoim Rishon La'aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is the opening day of the 10 days of Tshuva. Paragraph Yutes, V'zeh Bechinas Yoim Teruah Yiyolochem. And with this, we'll understand a little more about the shofar, the whole procedure of blowing shofar. We know that in the Torah, in the written Torah, it does not say anything about tkiah, shvarim. It only mentions teruah. Rosh Hashanah is called the day of the teruah. Yoim teruah yihi elochem. V'chol teruah, and the teruah, there's a debate in the Gemara as to what the sound of the teruah should be. Whether it should be what we call shvarim or what we call trua. So the Gemara says, guess what? We'll do both. Since we're not sure which one is the right one, we'll do shvarim, we'll do trua, and we'll do shvarim trua to make sure we cover all bases. So that's the standard sound of the shofar. But the Gemara tells us that every time that we blow any of these three, a shvarim or a trua or a shvarim trua, it is always sandwiched in two tkiyas, pshuto lefoneha upshuto lachreha. We always have a poshut, a straight sound, which means a tkiya in front of the shvarim or trua, and also after it. As the Gemara points out in Rosh Hashanah, page 33, now Rav Nosson Zal explains, terua bechinas hatoira shenitna bekol shofar. The trua represents the Torah, which was given to us with the sound of the shofar on Har Sinai. Ki terua oisiois Torah ayin, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word trua is made up of two parts: Torah ayin, the Torah, which is made up of 70 faces, 70 different interpretations. Kamuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, v'chol trua pshuta lefoneha upshuta lachreha, and every Torah, every trua, has to have a straight sound, a simple sound in front of it, and a simple sound afterward. It's called pshuta in the Gemara. The tkiya is a simple sound, not fancy at all. Duh, you know, one straight sound. Ze merames al bechina hanal. And this alludes to what we've been learning about here. She'ikar kabbalas ha-Torah hu'al yedei ha-tmimus va-pshitus kanal. The only way that a Jew can really receive the Torah properly is when the Jew is zeichet to tmimus and pshitus, to have simplicity and sincerity. Bibechinas, as the Gemara says in Menachos, page 99, bitula shel Torah zehi kiyuma. Bittul Torah, being apart from the Torah, is what sustains the Torah. Bitula shel Torah means the simple people who most of their day is spent not studying Torah. That's this pshitus and tmimus. And the Gemara tells us also, Bechina says, the Gemara says in Soita, page 21, Ein ha-Torah miskayemes, Ela b'mi shemesim atzmoi ke'enu yodea. The Torah will only have a permanent connection to a person who makes himself like he doesn't know. Meaning, even though every day he's learning more and more and he's becoming more and more knowledgeable, and you would think that this guy has so much to say, he ain't going to stop talking. The Gemara says if a person wants to be zeichet to really receive the Torah and retain the Torah, the way to achieve that is by always acting as if you don't know anything. acting like a simple, simple person. I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I'm nobody. They say about one of the great, great giants who founded Torah in the United States in the 1900s, his name was Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. There are books written about him. He was one of the early people to come over from Europe to the United States, to New York, and he founded the Yeshiva Torah Vadas and other yeshivas and camps. And he never allowed, even though he was a Talmud Chacham rabbi, nobody was allowed to call him rabbi. Anybody would ask your name? Mr. Mendelovitz. Mr. Mendelovitz. This was a known thing. And this was a person, again, with a long beard, nothing, a Talmud Chacham. When he would speak, he would inject fire into the students. He turned on the youth in the United States in the 1940s, 30s, 40s, 50s. He's the one who brought up hundreds of Talmud Chachamim who became the rabbis and yeshivas afterwards. And everybody knew he was Mr. Mendelovitz. You know, this Mesem Atzmoy Keni Yodea. The Gemara says that a person who is zeichet to really retain the Torah, a person who makes himself like he doesn't know, he carries himself with pshitus and tmimus. And this is something that the Breslov leaders were known for after Rabbi Nachman. It's brought after Rabbeinu Zal passed away at a young age, 38 years old. And his student, Rabbi Nosson Zal, many of the students knew that this was the man. This was the person who had spent the most quality time with Rabbeinu Zal. He was the one who Rabbeinu Zal said should write down all of his shiurim. He was the one who printed the sforim, everything. The whole, everything that Breslov has from the time that Rabbeinu Zal passed away till today is all credited to Rabbi Nosson Zal. And it's brought that the first time after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, that all the students had come together for a Shabbos. So it came Friday night, it came time to make Kiddush. And they were all looking at him like, you know, of course he's going to be the one to make Kiddush. And he was very nervous and uncomfortable because he wanted to make it perfectly clear, I'm not the rabbi. I'm a student. I'm not the rabbi. Student. So right before he began the Kiddush, he added a couple of words. He said, this is how the Nachal Noivea Mekor HaChachma would begin. This is how a rabbi would begin. Yom HaShishi. Was he wanted to make a clear statement that I'm not accepting the title Breslov Rebbe. I'm not a rabbi. The Rebbe is the Rebbe, and he's alive and well, and he's the Torah inside of all of us. He's the life force inside of all of us. We all have to maintain the status of students, including me. And there were many times that incidents came up that he would scream, I'm not the Rebbe. I'm not, you know, he wanted to make it perfectly clear. We know that one of Rabbi Nachman's closest students, his name was Reb Shimon Zal, who came to Rabbi Nachman way before Rabbi Nosson Zal. He was the one who saw Rabbi Nachman at his bar mitzvah when he was getting married at his bar mitzvah. And he said to Rabbi Nachman, I see that you're going to be one of the giants. I want to be your first student. And he remained a loyal and devoted student to Rabbi Nachman throughout his whole life, you know, for the next 30 years almost, or 20 for 25 years, whatever it was. And after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, he went to Eretz Yisrael at one point. And then he came back to Ukraine for Rosh Hashanah or something, and he heard Rabbi Nosson Zal speak. He said to the students there, Till now I thought it was that he was the closest student. Now I see it's the Rebbe himself. In other words, he heard the way Rabbi Nosson Zal was giving over the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal, and he had heard Rabbi Nachman many, many times. He said, that's it. That's the real deal. That's the one. The way he's presenting it is exactly the way he's teaching the Torah on Likutei Moran is exactly the way Rabbeinu Zal presented it. And yet, Rabbi Nosson Zal's success, we see the incredible success he had in learning so much and teaching so much and in keeping the fire of Breslov alive and cooking and exploding in our generation. All of it was based on this ability to make himself like he didn't know, to make himself, to consider himself a regular person. He friend to everybody. Just like the Torah tells us, Rav Nosson Zal writes in one place in the Kutei Halachos, we see about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Jew, the greatest Talmud Chacham that ever lived, meets Yisro, who's the lowest goy, the person who worshipped all the idols, everything that was available. He had all of them. They meet, and the Torah defines their meeting as Vayishalu ish lere'ehu l'shalom. The man greeted his friend with shalom. The Gemara says, who's the man? Who's Ish? Ish is Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says, Vo'ish Moshe Anamod. So Moshe Rabbeinu meets Yisroi, and the Torah defines the relationship as Ish l'Re'ehu. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was able to make Yisroi feel like a buddy. My friend, not talking down to him in any way, not I'm up here, you're down there, to make him feel like an equal. This was Rav Nosson Zal, Rav Nosson Zal's students, and even the tzaddikim that we were zecher to see in the previous generation, the elders of Breslov, all of them carry themselves this way. Usually, you'd ask them their name, they would never use a title. They would say Levi Yitzchak or Eliochai. They didn't use the word rabbi, you know. And it was very easy sometimes to forget who you're dealing with. You know, they put on such a simple appearance as if they're just one of the guys. You have to be careful to remember who you're dealing with. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, Kasheroinu zois be'eneinu, me'adoineinu moreinu v'rabbeinu zal come upon him. As we witnessed this from our rabbi, from Rabbeinu Zal, many times. She'bechol pam hoyo oimer she'ato eino yodea klal. There were many times he'd be sitting with us, talking, and suddenly he would say, right now, I don't know anything. My brain is empty. I don't know anything at all. V'kama pa'omim nishba al zeh. And there were times that he swore. This is not playing a game. A Jew swears, it's a very, very, very serious. If a Jew swears and he's lying, he's in very deep trouble. Rabbeinu Zal would say, I swear that I don't know anything right now. V'achar kach, toich kedei dibur, and a minute or two later, posach piv hakodosh, he would open his mouth, v'gila mashagila, and he would reveal incredible deep Torah, super deep Torah. V'chein hoyo ha-maisa b'zois ha-Torah b'yatzma sh'noizkin b'atah. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is actually what happened regarding the chapter in Likut Imran that we're talking about here, chapter 78 in the second half of Likut Imran, as is brought in Rabbi Nachman's wisdom in Sichas Aran, paragraph 153, that Rabbeinu Zal was sitting with his students, and he said, I don't know anything at all. I'm empty. And he said, I swear, I swear by Shabbos, by Shabbos Kodesh, that I don't know anything at all. I think it was on a Friday night. And then they sat another couple of minutes, and he started talking, and one thing led to another, and he gave this incredible shir, which is chapter 78 in Likut Imran. V'achar shegila ma shegila. And after he revealed what he revealed, v'noidaloi ma shenoidaloi, and Hashem, and he was given, he received this great, great knowledge. Chozar v'omar. When he finished, he repeated again, she'enoi yodea klal. I don't know anything at all now. V'chein hoya po'omim ein mispar. And Rav Nosson Zal says this happened many times, countless times. Now, what's going on here? Was he playing games? The answer is he was not playing games. Rabbeinu Zal, when a tzaddik is climbing, in order to climb, you have to have night and day. A cycle is vayihi erev, vayivoyker, yoyim echad. You have to be able to clear the registers. You shut down the computer, and you turn it on the next day, you start again. And Rabbeinu Zal, the great tzaddikim, knew how to do this. They knew how to clear the registers, empty themselves out totally, and then be able to receive a whole new shipment, a whole new flow of seichel and das. V'zeh b'chinas pshuto lefoneho u'pshuto l'achreho shel atrua. And this is what the Gemara teaches us, that the trua, which represents the Torah, always had to have a tekiah in front of it, a tekiah in back of it. The Torah, before the Torah, person has to be empty. If a person sits down to learn, like he's a big rabbi, he's a big Talmud Chacham, I know 10,000 pages and now I'm going to do another 100 pages. His learning is not going to be the real, real deal. If a person sits down to learn, I know nothing. I'm empty. I have zero. I'm at zero. And now I'm learning for the first time. That person's learning is Kodesh Kodoshim. That's the real deal. And that kind of learning will have a permanence for the person who'll be able to teach it and everything. Shehu Iker Koil Shofar. That's the real flow of the sound of the shofar. The Trua is the main Koil Shofar. As it says in the Chumash, Yoim Terua. Rosh Hashanah is called the day of the Trua. And again, the Trua represents the Torah. Ki ha-Trua hi b'chinas ha-Torah. B'chinas ha-Shivim ponim la-Torah. The 70 interpretations of the Torah. She'i'efsher legaloisam bo'ilam, which it is impossible to reveal to the world. Kim al-idei b'chinas ha-Pshitus anal lefoneho u'lachreho. Unless the one who wants to reveal it has this ability to be simple, simple before the Torah and simple after the Torah. Before he learns, I don't know anything. After he learns, I don't know anything. V'chein oisin kama pom im Rosh Hashanah. And this repeats itself. We do this, person would say we should do this once on Rosh Hashanah and we're finished. Blow a tekiah, a true tekiah. No, we blow it 40 times, 50 times. Ki b'chol pam she'tzrichem l'tkoy ha'trua, because every single time that we want to blow the trua, shehu hamshochas eze ponem yashivim ponem la'toira, which means we want to draw upon ourselves one of those 70 paths of the Torah, tzrichem l'tkoy ha'pshuta l'foneho u'lachreo. You have to make sure that it's sandwiched. You have to have the tki in front of it and the tki after it. La'hamshech ha'chesed chino manal. In order to be able to draw that freebie kindness, shehu b'chinas ha-Torah ha-ne'elemes, which is the hidden Torah that's hidden in the 10 statements of creation. U'mishom mamshichim ha-Torah me'helem el-agiloi. And it's from there, from that place, that we're able to take the Torah from its hidden state to make it become revealed, to reveal it. Paragraph Chaf. Now we come to my three favorite words in Likutei Halachos. When Rav Nosson Zal says, Ulevo'er ho'inyan yoiser. Let's see if we could explain this a little better now. It's going to make it more clear. Make all of these concepts 100 times clearer. Kitkiya shofar, shehu b'chinas hisoyrus hashena, the blowing of the shofar, which is represents waking up from sleep, Bechinas hamshochin hamoichin, drawing upon ourselves seichel, starting the brain going, getting those juices going. Shehu bechinas kabolas haTorah, which corresponds to the Jews receiving the Torah. Shenitna al yedei koil shofar, which was given with the blasting of the shofar. Ze bechinas sheboin l'Eretz Yisrael. This corresponds to a Jew coming to Eretz Yisrael. How? Where's the connection? Hainu kimavura b'hatoyra zoyz shekosav shon b'sichosei akdoisha she'achra toyra zoyz. If you take a look over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 78, in the second half of Likutei Moran, at the end of the Torah, Rabbeinu Zal spoke, Rav Nosson Zal writes what Rabbeinu Zal spoke about after he finished the shir. And it says there, v'zeh l'shoinoi, this is the words of Rabbeinu Zal. He said, ki lemalo dibarnu bebechinas derech eretz. In the beginning of the shir, we spoke about derech eretz. Hainu haderech l'eretz Yisrael, which means the path to Eretz Yisrael. Omnom Eretz Yisrael bi'atzma. However, Rabbeinu Zal went on to say, however, Eretz Yisrael itself, yesh bo gam kein b'chinas eser kedushos. Eretz Yisrael also has 10 different levels of holiness, which correspond to the 10 statements of creation. The Chol Maimar, and each one of the 10 statements of creation, Yeshloi Yira, has a particular fear that's associated with it. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 119, Hokeim Liavdecha Imrasecha, Hashem, please establish for your servant your words. Imrasecha is like the statements of creation, which are called Asora Ma'amorois, Asher Leirasecha, which are for your honor, for your respect. So we see that the Imrasecha has Yirasecha, that each Maimar, one of the 10 Ma'amorois of creation, has a specific Yira that's associated with it. Ki Yesh Yira Lemala Meyira, because in Yira also, there are many levels. There's one level of Yira, and then there's a higher level, and so on and so forth. Ad Kan L'Shoinoi. These were the words of Rabbeinu Zal, of Rabbi Nachman, after he gave that shir. Ayin Shom, take a look over there at the end of chapter 78. Hainu, this tells us, Ki Yesh B'chinas Avoida, Shu B'chinas HaDerech L'Eretz Yisrael, V'yesh B'chinas Avoida, Shubchinas Sheboin Leretz Yisrael Mamish. Rab Nosson Zal says, we see that Rabbeinu Zal was talking over there in that chapter in the Qutran about two different things. He was talking about the path through which one takes when one travels Teretz Yisrael. That's called the Derech Teretz Yisrael. And then there's what happens when a person arrives in Eretz Yisrael, when a person is actually in Eretz Yisrael. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how this ties into what we've been learning till now. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. This is all tied into Rosh Hashanah. She'oz oiskin lahamshich kedusha Eretz Yisrael. On Rosh Hashanah, we are trying to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. She'naseoz b'chinas sheina v'hisoyrus. Shenasos bechinas shena vehisoyrus hashena alidei hashofar. And on Rosh Hashanah, the way that we push those two buttons of Torah and Beitul Torah, Kiyuma Torah and Beitul Torah, is through sleep and waking up from sleep via the shofar. Shezeu bechinas haderech le'eretz Yisrael. That's all tied into the path to Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas shena, which is corresponds to the concept of sleep. Bechinas hanhogas hapshitus anal, a person conducting himself with the utmost of simplicity, like when a person sleeps. During the day, he's wearing his fancy tuxedo, his three-piece suit, and he's got his BlackBerry and his iPhone and his turkey, and a person goes to sleep, he puts all that fancy stuff aside, puts on his PJs, his pajamas, and he becomes a simple, simple little guy. She'al yodoi mamshichem hachesed chinam anal. And it's by going into that mode of pshitus that the person is able to draw from that chesed chinam. She'yidei zeh hoilchim lichboi Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we need to help us conquer Eretz Yisrael. Shezeo bechinas haderech le'eretz Yisrael. This is all about the path that's leading us to Eretz Yisrael. V'achar kach, and afterwards, zoichin lehisoyrus hashena alidei hashofar. Afterwards, part two is waking up from sleep, which is accomplished by the shofar. Shezeo bechinas sheboin le'eretz Yisrael mamish. That refers to arriving in Eretz Yisrael itself. Ki hamshochas hamoichin, because the ability to receive seichel, that receiving of that flow of seichel, shehu hisoyrus hashen al yedei shofar, which is the waking up to the sound of the shofar, zehu bechinas Eretz Yisrael mamish. That is Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar hamoichin b'Eretz Yisrael, because where is the place of Torah on this earth? Where is the place of Jewish seichel, Jewish brains on this world? It's in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Medrash says, Ki ein chachma ke chachma Eretz Yisrael. There is no chachma like the chachma of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas kabbalas ha-Torah shenitna b'kol shofar. And that's why you had the shofar's blasting and blazing during Matan Torah. K'mo shekosev, as it says, Vayhi bayom ha-shlishi. It was on the third day of their preparations. Vayhi koilois ubrokim. There was thunder and lightning and sounds. V'koil shofar holoich v'chozeg. And the sound of the shofar was blasting away. Ki ikar hamshochas ha-toiro hu b'eretz Yisrael. Because the main place where a Jew receives a flow of Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ein Torah ketoiras Eretz Yisrael. Because it says in the Medrash, there is no Torah like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. K'mayshom rabbi Medrasham. U'k'mayshikosven, as the Pasuk says, Ki mitzion teitzei sora. The Torah will come forth from Yerushalayim, from the Beis Hamikdash. V'zeh b'chinas goydel oitzim hayira shenimshech esayde ha-shofar. And this also ties in beautiful with the fear that the shofar imposes on everybody. K'mayshikosven, as the Pasuk says in Amos, chapter 3, Hayitoka shofar boir. Va'am lo yechrodu? Could a shofar be blown in the city and the people won't tremble? Ki kenem shochin ha-moichen, shubchinas ha-Torah, because when the moichen, when the seichel is flowing, which is the Torah, nimshoch yira gedoyla, there is incredible fear that flows with it, that accompanies it. Just like we see in Chumash Dvorim, when it tells over the story of Matan Torah, it says over there in Voschan, it mentions the word Eish maybe 10 times. Ki yoresa mi'o Eish, v'hohor boyer bo Eish, Eish, Eish. What is Eish? Eish is fire. What is fire? Fire is fear. Fire is midas hadin. Ki kishinim shochen ha-moichin shorz ha-toyrim shor yiradol. And where do we see this also? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, chapter 3, Ki im ein chachma, ein yira. If there's no chachma, there's no yira. So we see the Mishnah is telling us that these two are like Siamese twins. They go together. When there's a flow of Torah, there's a flow of yira. U'kamay shekosu be-kabolas ha-toyra. And as the Moshe Rabbeinu pointed out to the Jews, when they received the Torah on Har Sinai, it says over there in Parshas Yisroi, that why did Hashem do all of this? Why did Hashem come down on Mount Sinai? Why did He give us the Torah? Why did He make all of these fireworks? Ulevaavur tihiye yirosoy al panechem levilti techto, so that you will have fear of Hashem upon your faces, so that you won't sin. Vezeh bechinas hayira. Hanizkeres b'soif ha-Torah. And this is the yira that Rabbein Azal was speaking over there at the end of that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, when Rabbein Azal said to his students, as we quoted earlier, Shekol Maimar yesh lo yira, that each one of the 10 statements of creation has a yira associated with it. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hokem li'avdecha imrosecha, Asher liyirosecha, which we quoted before. The Pasuk puts together the imrosecha, the asora ma'amoros, with the yira. Shezeh zoichin kesheboin l'Eretz Yisrael. Where does a Jew receive the Torah? Where does a Jew receive this yira? When they come to Eretz Yisrael. Sheyesh sham eser kedushas. Eretz... Eretz Yisrael, which has in it these 10 levels of holiness, Shehem Bechinas Asora Ma'amoros, which correspond to the 10 statements of creation. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'alkein, and this will explain also why Iker Kivishas Eretz Yisrael, Hoyo Al Yedei Koil Shofar. How did the Jews conquer Eretz Yisrael? When did they really start taking over? When they took over the city of Jericho, that was a main fortress at the time, where the non-Jews had major power there. And the Torah tells us, Ki kishenichnesu liYericho, when they entered into Jericho, Shehu tchilas knisosam l'Eretz Yisrael, which was the beginning of the takeover of the land of Eretz Israel, what did they do? Toku b'shofar. They blasted the shofar. Kama shekosa b'Yehoshua, as it says in Yehoshua, chapter 6. Kitkia shofar. Shehu b'chinas his oirus hashena. Because the blowing of the shofar, which represents waking up from sleep, that phase two, remember? Phase one was going to sleep, the pshitas tmimas. Phase two is waking up from the sleep, receiving the Torah. Shamshochas ha-moichen, shamshochas ha-Torah, zehu b'chinas sheboen l'Eretz Yisrael. That's what happens when a person arrives in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar ha-moichen v'ha-Torah. Eretz Yisrael is the place where you have the main moichen, the main seichel, and the main Torah. So again, we're talking about two steps. The path to Eretz Yisrael, which requires pshitus and tmimus, sleep, bitul Torah, and then there's the arrival in Eretz Yisrael, which is 10 levels of holiness, 10 commandments, 10 statements of creation, 10 levels of yira, 10 levels of chachmah. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. This is a sub-paragraph within paragraph Chav. V'ze b'chinas ashrei ha'om yoidei serua. And this is why the pasuk in Tehillim, which speaks about blowing the shofar, it says, fortunate, privileged is the nation who knows the sound of the trua, the sound of the shofar. Interesting that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word yoidei, Yud Vav Dalet Ayin Yud, is Bigimatria 100, referring to the 100 sounds of the shofar that we blow. In the Chumash, it doesn't mention anything about blowing 100 sounds, it just says Trua. Where do we learn out the 100? There's a whole major discussion in the Gemara. The Zohar HaKadosh says you have it in this pasuk. It doesn't say fortunate is the nation which blows the Trua, it says fortunate is the nation who knows the Trua, who understands the Trua. They understand why we need these 100 sounds of the shofar as we blow today. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another point. Ashrei ha'om, fortunate are the people, ze b'chinas tmimus upshitus. That's talking about simplicity and sincerity. B'chinas, as we have a pasuk in Iyov, chapter 23, where the pasuk talks about walking a straight line. Usually when people want to talk about somebody and they want to say that this person is a simple person, they say he walks a straight line. He's not wishy-washy, he's not a swinger, he's not a guy who's zigzags, you know, who knows all the moves. He's simple, regular guy, straight, walks a very straight, simple path. So Rav Nosson Zal shows us now how that word ashrei ha'om, the pasuk in Iyov says, ba'ashuro ochazo ragli, my foot took hold of his straight path, ragli, exactly, darkoi shamarti veloyot, I watched his path and I didn't deviate, sheloihito yomin usmoil midrochav yisporach. The pasuk there over there is referring to, he was saying that I didn't deviate from Hashem one iota. What simple Simon says this, I did this. Simple Simon says do that, I did that. Rak bedarkoi uva ashuroi ochazor raglov. But rather, his feet followed the derech of Hashem and his ashuroi, his yashrus, his straight path. Shezeu b'chinas tmimus upshitus. The Torah here is emphasizing this simplicity and sincerity. She'enoi noita me'aderech a'idei eze chochmas, where a person doesn't go off the path of Hashem through all kinds of smarty pantsness. Kemoi she'nimtzu kama v'kama. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we find many different people, unfortunately, Shenotu mehaderech ho'emes v'atomim, who deviated from the true path and from the simple path of Hashem, al yidei chachmas, by becoming smart, too smart for themselves, too cute. Veze Iker Ashurov Utehiloisov Shelish. And this is the real praiseworthiness of a person. When we say Ashrei, how lucky are they? How fortunate are they? You know who's lucky? Person who's lucky and fortunate and praiseworthy is a person who keeps it simple. He's simply with Hashem. Today they have a band that's called Simply Tzfat. Simple with Hashem. Kishoholech betmimus, when a person follows Hashem with real simplicity and sincerity. Kama shekosov, as chapter 119 in Tehillim begins with the famous words, Ashrei temimei derech, ha-holchem betoras Hashem. Fortunate are the people who go on the simple path, they follow the Torah of Hashem. Vezehu ashrei ha'am, and this is why that pasuk that speaks about the shofar also begins with that ashrei, fortunate. Bechinas tmimus. If a person starts off with tmimus, then Hashem, at the right time, Hashem gives him whatever knowledge he needs. Shezeu bechinas yoidei serua. They know, they understand the trua, the Torah, Torah ayin. All 70 interpretations of the Torah. Bechinas tkiya shofar. Those words refer to the blowing of the shofar. Shehu bechinas hisoirus hashena, which represents waking up from sleep, which is hamshocha samoichananal, when the brains are flowing. Remember, it's a two-step procedure. Vayerev, vayvoiker. First there's night. What do you do at night? You sleep. You sleep at night. That pshitus and tmimus. And then, if you do that properly, you wake up in the morning, your brain is ready to receive a big flow of chachma. It's an incredible coincidence. I have a chavrusa, and we're learning Sipurei Maaseis together. We're learning the story of the simpleton and the sophisticate. 2 hours ago, we were learning in the shul in Meir Sharim. We got up to the part in the story. The story begins about two kids that grew up together in the same city. They went to the same school. One was super simple, and the other one was super sophisticated. And it says how they grew up, they were close friends, and then they went their different ways, totally, totally different ways. The sophisticate becomes a doctor and a jeweler and a this, everything. He learns, he travels the world, he learns everything, he knows everything. And the simpleton becomes a shoemaker, one of the simplest. Other guys get $20 a pair of shoes, he gets $2 for his shoes, because his shoes are very simple, you know, etc. And then Rabbein Azal says at one point in time, the chacham comes back. After he acquired all of his chachma, he says, but nobody knows me. I'm going to go back to my hometown where they knew me as a kid, and they'll see me now, and they'll see how great I am, how I've amassed all of the. That's where I'll attain real glory and honor. You know, they'll give me the highest respect. Because again, they knew me as a little kid, and now they see how great I am. He goes back, and he's suffering. Nothing's good enough for him. Nothing's good. All kinds of suffering. And the simpleton, the Tom, goes to see him every day, and he's jumping up and down with excitement. His friend came to town, and he's so lucky. Besides earning 25 cents a day on his shoes, now he's got a friend to visit. Mama, she's the luckiest guy in the world. And he sees the chacham, he sees the sophisticated suffering and suffering. And one day he can't hold himself back anymore, and he says to him, hey man, what are you doing? You're such a smart guy and everything. What's it doing for? What's all your brains doing for you if you're suffering? Wouldn't it be great if you could be like me? If only you could be like me. So the Chacham looks at him and he says, sure, I could be like you if I lost my mind, if I lost all my marbles, if I forgot everything I know, or I became a meshugana, then I could be like you. But you could never be like me. You could never get to what I've gotten to. This is what the sophisticate says to the simpleton. So the simpleton looks at him and says, hey, Big Daddy, never say never. Don't use that never word, because if Hashem wants, like the blink of an eye, I could have all of your knowledge, everything. And the Chacham starts laughing. This idiot moron. He doesn't know that I went to 10 different universities. I've been studying for the past 25 years to get to where I got to. And this joker, this idiot, this clown, who the only thing he knows how to do is be happy in life, this idiot thinks he can get to what I got to. And then Rabbeinu Zal tells the story a little further, a couple of more steps. And this idiot gets put into position. He becomes governor of one of the largest provinces in the kingdom. And Rabbeinu Zal says, because he became a governor, it means his mazel was shining. He was glowing. When that happens, it usually is accompanied with brains. So sure enough, his mind opened up. And suddenly he started absorbing everything quickly. He started learning all the ropes. We know that there are certain people who, until they get into a certain position in their life, they have a certain level of brains. But once they're put into a certain position of leadership, if he's the right guy for the job, he's got advisors, right? He's got people helping him. Within 30 days, he could learn what other people take 3-4 years of university to learn. The on-the-job training, he can pick it up in hours. He can get more, not quicker knowledge than the other people in all their time. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal is showing us here, that through this pshitus and tmimus, if a person knows how to be simple and sincere, he'll get, that's step one. That will lead, that's an easy flow into step two, where he gets all the brains also. Hashem doesn't leave him without brains. Because he's willing to show that humility and sincerity and loyalty to Hashem, Hashem gives him all the brains, all the knowledge, mamash, he can lead the world. Of course. Where are we? Then he's zocher to draw the moichin, which is the yoide sroi, exactly. Vezehu, and this is what the pasuk says there, that same pasuk, Ashrei ham yoide sroi, the pasuk finishes with the words, Hashem ba'or ponecho yehalechon. Hashem, with the light of your face, we will walk. Bechinas hamoichin. Now, the light of Hashem's face, that's brains, that's seichel, that's chachma. Shehem oyer haponim, bechinas chochma sodom toyer ponav, as the pasuk says in Koheles, the knowledge of a person lights up his face. So we see here that by starting off with ashrei, with tmimus, the person is zoich afterwards to receive the great chochma, the great light. Vezehu, and that's why the pasuk that we say after that is, beshimcha yegilun kol hayoyim. Hashem, with your name, we rejoice all day. Because through this, a person is zoicha to real happiness. As Rabbeinu Zal writes there at the end of that chapter in the Kutimran, that it's possible for a person to get to tremendous happiness by being simple and sincere. Ayin Sham, look over there at the end of that chapter on the Kutimran, Torah in Ches. Ki ikar hu tmimus upshitus ve'emuna. Because the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is the simplicity, the sincerity, the faith in Hashem, in tzaddikim, in yourself. Ve'oz daika zoichin lemoichin shleimen. And if a person starts out with that pshitus and tmimus, person gets up in the morning, the first thing he does is moidani, and he washes negelvasa, and he davens, and he gets tztaka. All of these are called, we call it in Yiddish, no-brainers. These are all no-brainers. Simple. Reading the words, mamash like a lady, like girls. What do girls do? They pray. Girls don't have no brains, so they pray. So he's making mamash, he's like a little girl. He's praying and giving charity and the mikvah. All things for bozos, all things for people who can't learn. And there are people that say that because guys can't learn, what do? They go to the mikveh, they daven. It's made for guys who have no brains. But they don't know that if you want to get to the real brains, not the make-believe brains, the real brains, the only way you get to it is through this path, through first, simple, sincere, and everything. She'ikar ha-chochmah להמשך דרכי התמימוס יויסר ויויסר. Because the greatest chokhma is to know that no matter how smart you are, not to be like the sophisticated in that story, that the smarter he got, he couldn't talk to anybody. Every time he learned a little more, now he couldn't talk to this guy anymore because this guy's a dunce, and this guy's an idiot, and this one's a dumbbell, and this one doesn't know anything. So he backed himself into a corner. He had nobody to talk to. But Rav Nosson Zal says here that the greatest chachma is that the more you learn, to be able to be more simple, to be able to go down to lower and lower levels and be able to relate to them. V'chein b'chol pam u'pam, and so too all the time, as a person keeps advancing to higher and higher levels of Torah, more tmimus. More Torah, more tmimus. As shezeh b'chinas kol trua, pshuta lefaneh, pshuta achreh. As we said before, when they blow the shofar, the trua, which is the Torah, is sandwiched with a tekiah in front, a tekiah in the back. Tmimus before, tmimus after. Not to lose that. We'll hold it over here for now.